He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, April 27th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we're off to a good start once again. Hey, 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 that's a good way to start the week. We have the Dow up 71 points right now. The Dow is at 18,151. Those are some lofty numbers there. Can the market, can the earnings of the S&P support those kind of numbers? Well, we'll talk about that a little bit here today. The S&P 500 is up almost 7 points right now. It's at 2,124. And again, you got to ask yourself the question, can earnings support this level? More importantly, are earnings going to go up to be able to support higher levels down the road, or have we peaked out here? Well, we're going to do our big macro picture look at the market today. The NASDAQ is up 24 points, 5,116, and I want to say, and I'm almost certain of this, that is a new all-time high on the tech-heavy NASDAQ index. Crude oil, hanging in there. $57.51 per barrel. Up quite a bit from that $42 low, isn't it? Gold, boy, it's just a broken record on gold. It just can't get out of its own way. It's been around $1,200 for a long time. Strong dollar continuing to hold gold down. $1,184 per ounce is where gold is. About the same price for sushi-grade tuna. Euro, 1.072. That's 1.072, and the 10-year yield's at 1.94%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, where we're going to go through the big picture of the market once again today, because the first decision that everybody has to make is whether I want to be in the market or not right now. It wasn't a good place to be back in 2008 when it went down 38%, was it? But it's been a good place to be ever since then. Right? Right. It's tripled since then. It's more than tripled since then. It's been a very good place to be for the last 6 years. But the question is, when will that big 38% drop, or 53% drop, or 62% drop, or whatever the next bear brings with it, when will it come along? And that's why I always have my eyeballs in the rear view mirror to see what's creeping up behind me, if anything. You know what it says in the mirror? Objects in the mirror may be closer than they appear. Pretty soon that big semi is blasting by you, and all kinds of rocks are flying, and dust is flying, and ice is flying, and you're swerving to keep your hand on the steering wheel and stay on the road. Well, that's what a bear market's like, so we have to keep our eye out for that grumpy old bear. And there will be signs, and we're going to go through the evidence to see if there's any bear tracks out there today. See if a bear's been seen creeping up on this market. A bear usually brings with it higher interest rates, decreasing GDP, decreasing earnings, fear, strikes fear in investors' hearts, bad sentiment, all kinds of things. Unemployment, job losses, falling home prices, nothing that's really any good unless you're invested in an inverse fund of some sort. And you've hedged yourself against such a thing. When that bear starts to appear, when those footprints start to creep up on us. So my job today is to take you through the market. We're going to take out the magnifying glass, and we're going to see if there's any bear footprints right now that are starting to appear in the economy, in the NASDAQ, in the S&P 500, in the EFA, in the Hang Seng, you name it, the Shanghai Composite. Don't forget the Shanghai Composite. and we're going to take a look at the big picture of the market. We know that we've been going up now for 6 years. This is one of the longer bull markets. Generally speaking, cycles in the market are about 5 years. But when the Fed tinkers, as much as they have during this past cycle, well, that can extend the cycle, but it could also make the next bear worse than would have happened had the Fed not tinkered. And that's another reason why we have to keep our eyes out. Well, one of the biggest clues that we have right now, one of the biggest pieces of evidence being presented to the jury on a daily basis here in the market to investors, is the daily earnings reports that have been coming out now since since April 7th or whatever, when Alcoa kicked the ball off, and ever since then we've had a trickle, then a stream, and now a flood of earnings that are coming out. We'll hear from Apple this week. We'll hear from lots of companies this week. And how's it going so far? Well, so far, more than 75% of companies that have reported better than expected earnings. And I think that's a surprise. I don't think that the market was expecting that. In fact, the market was braced. You could see it earlier this year. You could see it throughout February, that the market was preparing itself for a very bad quarter. Investors looked around at a rising dollar and said, wow, that's got to really be hurting our exports and just killing some of these multinational companies out there. And yet Caterpillar reported recently, and Caterpillar actually exceeded estimates. Caterpillar would be a great proxy for a multinational company selling its products overseas. And there's been a few others that reported better than expected earnings. The market was also bracing for $32 oil. There were a lot of pundits coming on saying, I think we're headed down into the 30s. Well, that didn't happen. Instead, we're at $57 oil. So a lot of the negativity, a lot of the bearish sentiment that was built into the oil patch was also overblown. And the market always does that. The market always overshoots on the downside and overshoots on the upside. Expectations are almost always too high, or expectations are always almost too low. And that's been the case so far. But for the most part, the companies, the good companies that generally are best stocks now, they've been beating earnings. There's a few exceptions. I have one here today that's one of the biggest losers in the market, Acorn, which I featured here recently. Acorn is going to restate earnings from last year. What's it mean to restate earnings? It means that the earnings that they reported had a few glitches, and they're going to go back and correct those glitches. And boy, when that happens, here come the lawsuits. Misleading the public, misleading investors. Now, it's not always the end of the world, but you always wonder what's going on at the accounting department over there. And that happens from time to time. That's why I never make one position more than 3 or 4% of my overall portfolio. But we've seen companies like Amazon smash earnings, Microsoft smash earnings, Starbucks smash earnings. It must have been a wild weekend in Seattle. I don't know how the Mariners did. I'll have to look that up. But the Seattle companies sure did well, including Alaska, which also beat earnings. And there's been some notable misses like Biogen and Intel and General Motors. But all in all, I redid my numbers last Thursday. I reported them in the newsletter over the weekend. What have the earnings reports done so far to the bottom line? One number. We're just going to look at one number. You know, you can get all tangled up in all kinds of numbers and sentiment and this and that. And for me, it comes down in an individual company to one number, their bottom line earnings. And when we add all those numbers up for the 500 companies that make up the S&P 500, once again, it comes down to one number. And we'll take a look at what that one number is for this year and what that one number is for next year so that we can at least determine whether or not it's still a good place to be, that old stock market. I've been telling you for the last 6 years that it's the place to be. That's where the in crowd is hanging out. Well, what's the in crowd doing right now? Is it still safe to be in? Or should we be looking somewhere else? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, we'll begin this week's big picture look by going over the leaderboard and the scorecard as to where we're at in the world markets, in the asset classes that we have to choose from. Where are we so far? Well, the S&P 500. Here we are almost 4 months gone. Almost a third of the year is now behind us. And the S&P is up a very meager 2.86%. That's it. Why? Because earnings are up a very meager amount versus this time last year. In fact, this quarter so far is expected to come in at a little bit less in earnings than the same quarter last year. And that will be the first quarter since the bull market began that this is going to happen. But again, we're expecting this to be a temporary situation due to a very strong dollar and very weak oil prices, which are also considered to be temporary. But when all is said and done, the S&P 500 has not made much progress because earnings have not made much progress, and they run hand in hand. The S&P is up 2.86% so far this year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, despite all of the lofty numbers and the new highs, is up a paltry 1.44% this year. If you're dabbling in the U.S. markets this year, which I continue to have about an 80% to 90% weighting, and you've had to make something out of nothing. One of the ways you've been able to make something out of nothing is by buying into some of the faster growing companies, and a lot of those are found within the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ is up 7.5%. It's beating the S&P and the Dow this year. It doesn't have as much exposure to the energy stocks, for one, and it doesn't have as much exposure to the globe and the strong dollar as the big multinationals do in the S&P 500 and the Dow. Therefore, the NASDAQ has been a better performing index. In my ETF accounts, where I own about 7 or 8 exchange-traded funds, that thing's doing really well this year. I have a position in double the NASDAQ, QLD, and that's helped my returns in that ETF account so far this year. The mid-cap stocks of the U.S. stock market are also having a pretty good year. They're up 5.6%, about double what the S&P 500. So the smaller companies, which again would have less exposure overseas, there aren't as many multinationals within the mid-cap arena as there are in the large-cap arena, and that's also helping mid-cap stocks. The world stocks, the globe in general, continues to break out. And I reported many weeks ago that the global markets are breaking out. They've been absent from this move for the last couple of years. And I've said to avoid the global markets, like China, like Europe, like South America, etc. Well, now they're breaking out to the upside. In fact, if you look at the World Stock Index, which is a Vanguard ETF, symbol is VT, it is now up 6.6% year to date, well ahead of the S&P 500 and the Dow. What else is going on in the global markets? Well, there's a lot of money printing going on. There's a lot of buying back of their own debt. That's going on in Europe, and it's going on in China. And where is it not going on anymore? In the United States of America. So a lot of investors are now moving overseas, offshore, and investing in foreign indexes, global indexes, emerging market indexes. And so far this year, they're getting better returns than they are in the U.S. In fact, the emerging markets, which would focus more on the markets that are not developed yet, they're up 11.6% year to date. So if you have a 401k at work, while over the last few years emerging markets have been a very poor place to be, this year it's a good idea to have some exposure to those emerging markets, well ahead of the U.S. markets. As we look around the world, China continues to sizzle. China is now up 30% on the A shares, and up 25% on just the large cap Shanghai Index, which is FXI, an exchange traded fund. The A shares, the one that I use as the proxy, is ASHR. What's China doing to get such returns? Well, margin requirements, they've been playing around with them, although they've tightened them recently. They've been lowering interest rates, which obviously is not going on in the U.S. anymore. You've got to go overseas to find economies that are lowering their interest rates. And they're also buying back their own debt. And that's happening not only in Europe, but it's also happening in China right now. I would just step a little lightly with the Chinese markets, however, as they can be very, very volatile. But as it stands right now, 4 months into the year, the large cap China Shanghai Index is up 24.7, and the A shares of China, which we can't buy the individual stocks, that includes stocks that you can only buy on the Shanghai Index, but you can buy ETFs or mutual funds that have access to those stocks. That index is up 31%. Now you might say, well, that's got to be the leading index in the world. Wrong. Russia, if you've got, you know, if you run out of lottery ticket money to buy at the supermarket, buy some Russia. Russia's up 36% so far this year. But boy, I'll tell you, that's a volatile index too. Russia's been on the rebound because the ruble's on the rebound and oil is on the rebound. As it relates to bonds, the bond market's up about 2.5% this year. It's been able to squeeze just a little bit of the last few drops out of the low interest rates. You know, interest rates went down. Well, interest rates began the year at 2.17%, and they're currently at 1.92, so there's not much of a margin in there. Just enough, however, to get a 2.5% return out of the bond market, and I continue to not like the bond market. Oil, believe it or not, is now up 6.9% since the beginning of the year. It started the year at $53.71 a barrel, and it's now at $57. That's a gain of 6.9%. And gold, once again this year, has gone nowhere. Gold is down, or about even, on the year. So in summary, the U.S. market so far in 2015, up just a little bit, unless you're in some of the high growth companies that are mostly found in the NASDAQ or in the mid caps or in the small caps. The emerging markets continue to outshine our markets this year because that's where the quantitative easing, the QE, is taking place. And China leads them all, up 30% so far this year, and the bond market has been basically flat on the year. Now, when we come back with a stock market that's gone nowhere, are we getting near to the end? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's macro day. Macaroni macro day in the market here. We're going through the big picture of the market, man. That's where it begins. You better have the market right, or it doesn't matter if you have your stocks right, because if the market goes into that bear mode, which it did back in 2008 and back in 2001, it doesn't matter how good of a stock picker you are. The market usually takes with it. No casual. I mean, it just takes everything with it. No prisoners. It's all going down usually when the market starts to sell off. So we have to always stay on top of what the market is doing. And the market is a reflection of the economy. The market follows the economy. Just like when I say that McDonald's has not grown their earnings at all for the last several years, well, that's the reason why McDonald's stock has not moved for the last several years, because stock prices follow earnings or earnings expectations. And with earnings and expectations are flat, then the stock's going to be flat. The same could be said of Coca-Cola. I use that as an example in my newsletter over the weekend. Their earnings have not grown for several years, and the stock has not grown for several years. Well, the same is true of an index. The S&P 500, the aggregate of the 500 companies that make up the index, the earnings have been growing since 2008, and the stock market has been going up. Doesn't it just make logical sense that when the earnings expectations start to falter and start to show up as lower than the previous year, well, then that's going to put a big problem into this current bull market that's been lasting now for over 6 years. That's why every week I update the earnings of the S&P 500. And that's why I constantly am updating the earnings estimates and target prices on the various stocks that I own to make sure that those companies are still healthy and vibrant and continuing to grow. And even this year, we're seeing that dynamic at work. We're seeing a flat quarter right now that's being reported. Some people had this quarter as low as down 6% from this same time last year. Some people had it as even, and all kinds of estimates in between. It's too early to tell where we're going to come in for this first quarter of this year, but suffice it to say, at best, it's going to be a flat quarter. And that's why you've seen a flat market, a flat U.S. market, up a little bit so far this year. The bad news is that we're going to see pretty much a flat year in earnings. The good news is pretty soon the market's going to start looking ahead to next year. The market is a forward-looking indicator on the economy. The market's going to start looking at 2016, probably. Once the books are closed on this current quarter, then the market starts looking ahead to next year. And pretty soon we'll take a look at where the earnings estimates are right now for next year, 2016, where those expectations are. Are they higher than this year? If they are, then the bull can continue. Are they the same as this year? Then we're going to continue to see flat movement in the S&P. And if they're lower than this year, then we need to start taking money off the table. Well, I'll have that number for you here in a bit, as I did update it. But we're seeing so far a flat year in the U.S. market, which reflects flat earnings growth amongst U.S. Companies. Now, those two temporary factors that are causing this flat quarter. Well, one was oil. And guess what? I showed a chart of oil prices over the weekend, West Texas Intermediate, and you can see that not only has it bottomed out, not only has it hit 42, 43 a couple of times this year, but it's bounced off of that double bottom, and it's actually breaking out to the upside right now. So it could be that that temporary situation of plunging oil prices, which lasted for about 6 months, is now behind us. Only time will tell, but that would bode well for next year, wouldn't it? Oil didn't go down as low as folks thought it would. Some were calling for 32 when it was at 42. Instead, here we are at 57. The other factor was the U.S. dollar, which roared. It began in July. It broke out to the upside, and it just took off and finally topped out midway through March. And it's been softening up ever since. That would also be very bullish for this bull market to continue. Now, as I look at the asset class rankings, that's a big clue here before we get to the earnings. We have 34 different asset classes to choose from. Basically, there's only three. Let's call it four. There's stocks, bonds, real estate, and commodities. I suppose you could call cash another one. And you could also call being inverse or short the market another asset class. And then there's subcategories within each of those. Within stocks, there's small caps, mid caps, large caps, emerging markets, international, all over the world. Well, as we look at the rankings this week again, 10 out of 10 of the top 34 asset classes are all stock related, meaning that stocks are still the best place to be at the current time. 8 out of 10 are still U.S. stock related. NASDAQ's number 3. Number 2 are international small cap stocks. That's the second ranked asset class. I don't see any bonds in the top 10. I don't see being short the market in the top 10. I don't see gold or silver or muni bonds. In fact, the worst asset classes to be invested in are right now are to be short the market, to be invested in cash, to be invested in silver, to be invested in gold, to be invested in any kind of commodities. Those are the worst asset classes to be invested in. And of course, being short the market's been the wrong idea for the last 6 years. Yet, I guarantee you this week, there will be many people rolled out that are negative on the market right now. And they've been negative for a long time, and they've been wrong. So stocks, equity, ownership is still the best place to be. I know, 6 years, 7 weeks, how long can this last? I always come back with that quote by Yogi Berra, it ain't over till it's over. So we look around the world at the leading stock indexes. China, number one. Japan, number two. Asia in general, number three. Europe, and then of course the U.S. Those are the places to be invested in stocks right now. The worst indexes around the world, it's a hodgepodge. You know, places you probably wouldn't be investing anyways. Poland, Egypt, Greece. You want to invest in Greece right now? Turkey. And you know, the one that's falling, and I continue to lighten up here, is India. India's had a tremendous run. I lightened up considerably last week on my India holdings. It seems like the action is moving elsewhere right now. As we look at the sectors in the market right now, the leading sectors in within the stock market. Guess what's number one? Well, if you've been listening to my show over the last couple of years, almost every single week, the leading sector has been the biotech sector. It continues to be the leading sector, numero uno. And I continue to have a very large weighting in biotech mutual funds, biotech exchange-traded funds, and individual biotech stocks. Number two is a very closely related sector, the pharmaceutical sector. And then we see the healthcare sector, which has been in the top 10 for a long, long time. And then we see a few new ones entering into the fray here. We see the Dow Jones U.S. Oil Exploration Index sector all of a sudden in the top 10. IEO. It's making a nice comeback. The worst sectors to be invested in right now? How about the junior silver miners? Anybody for that one? Not me. Metals and mining? Nope. Gold miners? Nope. Natural gas? No thanks. Global gaming index, the gambling stocks? No thanks. I wouldn't gamble on them right now. Those are the worst indexes to be. Now, when we come back, I'll give you my update of my numbers for this year, S&P 500, and last year, and the 2016, which the market will begin looking at in a few weeks here. That's going to become the critical number. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've determined that the stock market is still the best place to be, that earnings season is going better than expected so far, that the sectors in the market that are the most favorable right now continue to be the biotech sector, the pharmaceutical sector, the healthcare sector, and to some extent, some of these energy, the oil exploration companies, believe it or not, which all of a sudden are coming back into favor. Now we need to take a look at the bottom line, because here's the way it has shaken out over the last several years. In 2009, S&P earnings bottomed out, and the market bottomed out. S&P earnings that year were $59.95. They fell 17% that year from the previous year, and the year before that they fell 13%. What happens when earnings fall? The stock price falls. It's just as simple as that. Now, having said that, since 2009, earnings have gone from $59.95 per share on the S&P 500 to $83. To $95, this is year by year, to $103, to $108, to $117 last year. And right now, as I take a look at where I'm at, I updated my numbers over last Thursday, reported them over the weekend. I have right now for this year $121, which would be about 3.5% higher than last year. We've had a negative impact and a slowdown in earnings because of the low oil prices and the rising dollar. But the market's going to start looking ahead to next year real soon. Next year, so far, after about 150 S&P 500 companies have reported earnings, I come up with $137. I actually revised my numbers upwards from 135 to 137, meaning that we could see 10 to 12, 13% growth next year over this year. That's still bullish, very bullish for the S&P 500, meaning that this S&P 500 bull market can continue for now. Now, there's a lot of risk. Those numbers can change dramatically, drastically. There's all kinds of what-ifs that can happen. But the market right now is trading on expectations, and those expectations are that next year's earnings, 2016's earnings, will be 10 to 15% higher than this very stodgy year of 2015. And it won't be long. I'm just saying that probably by the time all of the companies have reported earnings for this quarter, when all is said and done, pencils are being sharpened right now, just like mine has been, and they're taking a look at next year's earnings, next year's forecast, next year's expectations. Markets trade on expectations. And right now, those expectations are favorable for this bull market to continue. And I know you say, oh, I'm negative, Bill. I don't know how you can be a permabull. I'm not no permabull. Look, I base it on the numbers. That's what I run with, the actual numbers, the tangible numbers that I can sink my teeth into. And right now, those numbers show a continued growth in the U.S. economy, earnings continuing to grow. We've now been in a bull market for 6 years and 6 weeks. And I've had you in the bull market for 6 years and 4 weeks. I came in with the article in my newsletter saying that a new bull market has been born. That was on March 23rd of 2009. And every week I've weighed every single crisis, every single worry, every single nail-biting episode that's occurred to the market, whether it's been tax tsunamis, government shutdowns, wars and rumors of wars, whatever. And I've come to the same conclusion now for 6 years and 4 weeks that the bull market remains intact for now. And once again in my newsletter over the weekend, which I sent out to almost 10,000 people, I told you once again that the six-year-old, six-week bull market remains intact for now. And I gave you my S&P 500 target price for next year. Because now we're starting to get one-third of the year behind us and the market's starting to look ahead to next year. S&P 500, still bullish. The U.S. bond market, you know what? Look, it's okay. If you want to park your money there and you're afraid to venture outside, it's just okay, but there's risk there. You may step outside and you may get bit by rising interest rates here eventually. I'd step lightly in the bond market. Small caps in the U.S., Russell 2000, still bullish. Emerging markets, still bullish. In fact, better than the U.S. right now. Gold, Being short the market, Being short emerging markets, no, don't even think about it. Those are the wrong neighborhoods to be in. And if you want to be a contrarian, do just exactly the opposite of what I just said and be a darn contrarian. See if I care. But the contrarians have been clobbered now for the last 6 years and 3 weeks. You can't fight earnings that are going up. But when those earnings stop going up, and when those earnings start to top out, and high tide hits, and when that tide starts going out, that's when we want to find something else to do, whether it's inverse funds, whether it's gold, whether it's China, whether it's Mexico. I don't know what the next bear market will bring, but we'll continue to remain vigilant. I have antennas growing out of my head that's always watching. Got my radar up, waiting for those bear footprints to creep up behind me. Because not only do I have to make money for my clients, when the getting's good, when the sun is shining, I got to try to protect as much as I can. I'm not a guy that stays fully invested. I saw a program over the weekend that says science has proven that one should stay fully invested all the time. Well, I disagree, okay? I should make a rebuttal to that. It was an infomercial. Local company bought a one-hour infomercial telling me that I should stay fully invested all the time because that's what the college guys and the scientific studies have shown. Well, I disagree. I invented the Best Stocks Now app to help tell me when it's time to flee and time to avoid the next bear market. Anyways, you could get my newsletter, which I publish every week, put my heart and soul into it. Just look at the pictures every week. You don't need to read all the fine detail. PWStreet.com. Or if you would like an active money manager, one who doesn't believe in being invested all the time, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.